It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. Today's podcast is a little bit different because we're talking, you know, impromptu. I don't have a script today. I don't have an outline. But I have something important to share with you that I think will empower your life significantly. But you have to be willing to, you know, turn down the noise around you and pay attention. Because I'm going to share a personal story that happened this weekend, recently, and how the law of attraction worked for me and how it can work for you as well. You know, when we think about the law of attraction, we often think of it as some kind of a mystical mumbo jumbo kind of thing. And the truth of the matter is, it is a law. It's a law like gravity. It's a law like aerodynamics. It's a law like anything. It is a law. And it is always working. Now, you can either get a handle on the law and understand how it works and put it to work for you to empower your life. Or you can ignore the law, as 98% of all Americans do. People around the world, too. You know, you're not exempt. As a matter of fact, when you think about the wealth in our world, 1 or 2% of all the people, the amount of money they make is equal to everybody else. So I think it's about 4%. 4% of the population globally is earning the majority of all the money that is being made. How do they think differently than you? What do they do differently? What do they believe differently? If you literally just spend an afternoon, and I've done this several times, and you go through the internet and go through the library and go through books and look at every great inventor, leader, anybody that has made a significant impact to humankind, anybody who has been successful for whatever time period they lived in, whether it was Henry Ford or Walt Disney, or Bill Gates. All of these people, you can't find any of them that will tell you that first and foremost, it starts in the mind. And some will say it begins in the mind and then it expands into the imagination. Well, that's different than a lot of people. Most people get up and they say, I just got to find a job. I just got to find some work. And they completely shut down their mind. They completely shut down their imagination. I'm here to tell you right now, and I firmly believe this, that you can manifest just about anything that you want or desire in this life. Do you want an incredible relationship or an unstoppable career? Do you want to double, triple, quadruple your sales and income? Do you want an astonishing marriage? Do you want to build your own business? Do you want unbelievable health and vitality and energy? I am here to honestly tell you right now you can have that. Let me share with you a brief story that happened to me over the weekend, but you have to understand the context of the story. I have spent a great portion of my life, I mean, I've taken years off, but I've spent a great portion of my life fishing. And I have salmon fished. I have deep sea fished for tuna. I have fished for trout, catfish. So I've been a pretty active fisherman. I've stream fished, I've fly fished, any kind of fishing, pretty much I've done it at one time or another. And I like eating fish, so it's not like, you know, I'm just doing it for sport. I enjoy fish. I think fish is probably the healthiest protein on the planet. I know the great Jack LaLanne never ate hamburger, red meat, or any of that stuff, but he had fish almost every single day. The guy lived in 96 and worked out and had muscles and was built like a tank even at the age of 96. So I think he did well. I like fish. And when I was younger, I was hanging out with a group of guys who all fished. There was about 12 or 13 of us. Now, only a handful of times we all went out at the same time. But, you know, we kind of intermingled. I'm going to go fishing with Lauren this weekend, or I'm going fishing with this person, or I'm going fishing with Steve. And sometimes we'd get all of us together. And these were all serious, you know, hard-nosed fishermen. Stay with me now. Don't hang up. This story's important to you. And we would bet on fishing. We would bet on who had the biggest fish. We would bet on who had the most fish. And oftentimes we would bet on who would catch the first fish. The main bet, of course, was who had the biggest fish. That was the main bet. But the other two were important as well. I also entered many tournaments and entered derbies where you could hear the cannon over Puget Sound. From Seattle, from Everett, all the way down to Olympia, this giant cannon would go off, and you would hear it everywhere, and that meant, drop your line, you're ready to start. And I participated in numerous fishing derbies and was very, very successful at them, winning oftentimes cash prizes and things like that. So it wasn't unusual for me and my partners, when we went fishing, to get up at 4:30 in the morning so that we were on the road by 5 and so that we had our line in the water by 6. As a matter of fact, for a couple of years, when I was in my 20s, I didn't have to go to work till noon. Every single morning, I had my line in the water at 5:45. I fished till about 9:30. And I'd go home, change my clothes, and be at work by noon. And I didn't go with a partner. I didn't go with anybody but myself. So fishing has always been a big part of my life as far as something I enjoy doing, something that relaxes me, but also inspires me as well. Some of my better ideas I've come up with sitting out on a boat or sitting in a chair along the side of a bank or just looking at the water. Now, this weekend, we were fishing in a very, very special place where you could see Mount Hood and all the snow. And at the base of this mountain is a beautiful little lake. And we were camping out there. And I don't normally, in our relationship between Rachel and I don't normally set the alarm clock. She has an alarm with kind of the little crickets that go off in the morning. And it's kind of a nice sound because all of a sudden you're like half asleep and half awake and you hear these crickets and you go, where in the hell are those crickets at? You know, it's middle of winter. There's no crickets around. And then all of a sudden you realize it was the alarm clock that went off. Anyway, so Saturday's coming. And we want to get out there early on the water. Be the first ones out there. Why not? First ones on the water. First ones to catch the big fish, that kind of thing. Well, as it turned out, you know, we had a pretty rough Friday packing and setting up our tent and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, bringing the boat, getting it all taken care of, getting everything ready for Saturday morning. And so, and I think we even fished a little bit Friday night, so we were pretty tired. And we went to bed, sat by the campfire, and had a nice dinner. It was wonderful. Went to bed, and all of a sudden, we're waking up. And it's almost 9 o'clock in the morning. It's like 8:45. And I am just livid. And I'm losing it. I just, you know, I can't repeat the words that are coming out of my mouth. And I was just in a bummed out mood. I almost said, why do we even want to bother going fishing? It's by the time we get out on the water, it's going to be 10 o'clock. The prime time for fishing is between 6 and about 11. So we get out onto the water and we're tangling lines. You know, it seems like everything was going wrong. And of course, I'm falling right into this. Yes, your law of attraction coach is falling into this pit. And finally, we get a few little bites, nothing big. And I look around and there's this guy and he's catching a monster of a fish. I mean a monster of a fish. And that's the fish I wanted to catch. And he's standing up in his boat and screaming out to everybody in the lake so they can all hear him. And that's just peeing me off even more, you know? I'm getting angry now. So finally, I just decide to throw my line over and kind of relax. I said, I'm just going to relax. And I kind of lay back in the boat. And all of a sudden, I start thinking of all the things that I'm absolutely grateful for. I look over and see Rachel, and she's upset because she knows that I'm upset. And I'm grateful for her, and I'm looking at these bald eagles that are flying around us, and osprey, and trees, and I'm just so grateful that I'm able to experience this. And I'm grateful for that big, beautiful mountain. I'm grateful for so many, and I start thinking about all the things that I'm grateful for that I really, I mean, even if I got out on the water at 11 o'clock, who cares? I have a lot to be thankful for. And I feel real bad, and I apologize, and I say, look, I really understand how grateful I am for everything that I have and for everything that we're doing right now. And I kind of relax back, and all of a sudden the pole starts starts pulling, and we catch a couple fish, and we catch another fish, and we catch another one. And Rachel says this thing, and it's, I think it's an intention is what it was. She says, every fish we catch now will be bigger than the last one. Cause the first one we caught, it was a dink. It was a small little guy. And the next fish was bigger, and it happened exactly. Anyway, we're down to one fish left. We only need one more fish, and we've caught our limit for the day. And I'm kind of laying back, relaxing, and all of a sudden my pole bends. It looks like it's going to bend in half. And line just starts ripping out of my reel. And I realize that I probably have the biggest fish in the lake on right now. I have a monster. I can't even see the fish. Because every time it gets up close, it takes off again and starts running. And this fish is huge. I mean, it's pulling hard. And I told Rachel, I said, we're just going to relax and take this fish easily. Let it come in, let it go out, let it come in. Eventually it will tire out. And sure enough, it tires out. And when I saw this fish, friends, ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious. When I saw this fish, I couldn't believe it. It was huge, about a 13-pound, 14-pound rainbow trout. Now, if you know anything about fishing, rainbow trout usually don't get over about a half a pound, maybe a pound at the most. That's a big one. That's a big one. This one was about 13 pounds and long, and all of a sudden it's in the net and in the boat. I realized at that moment, I realized, and I want you to realize this, that once I got my head, I won't say where it really was, once I got my head out of the negative cycle of bad things happening to me, or bad circumstances happening to me, or things not being perfect the way I want them to be for me. Once I got them out of that mentality, and I got them into the right place, and I started thinking about all the things I was grateful for, I got myself into an attitude of gratitude. Once that happened, we started catching fish, and I caught the biggest fish on the lake. And I mean, it is huge. You can do the same thing with any part of your life. It doesn't have to be fishing. It can be any part of your life if you will immerse yourself, baptize yourself completely daily in an attitude of gratitude. You can manifest anything you want. Come and visit me for information on miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. I want to give you 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We are helping people all over the world. I have a new client in Australia, another one in Fiji, you know, people here in the United States, in Canada. Wherever you're at, we can help you empower your life, change your life, save your relationship, whatever it is that you need to do. This is your time. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to pay it forward, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality. Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.